I've met McCartney, met Ringo and Lennon. I've met all the Beatles, actually. Look at that. Just figured out. So I met John Lennon in New York once. But of all of them, the most clubbable, happy and upbeat was George Harrison.
That's right.
He did
it was absolutely wonderful that day. We had a terrific laugh.
Well, he did an Aspel show with Ringo. It was, both of them were on an Aspel show ages ago. No Aspel through 6 o'clock show. I said, oh, I've got to come to that. I've got to, you know, maybe Ringo will go to the green room afterwards because he's going to be boozing. I thought, I'd sidle up to him and, you know. So, when they were doing all the retakes afterwards and look this way that make audiences sit through for hours after a show's actually finished recording, I thought, I'll nip off to the green room and I'll be there. So I nipped off to the green room, unaware that George Harrison had finished his stuff. I got there, and instead of Ringo being there, who never showed up, there was George Harrison all on his own standing in a green room at London Weekend. So I walked in, I thought, now what's the protocol here? Do I just go and get a beer? And I swear, and I know it's a self-serving story, but either he knew me from the 6 o'clock show, or thought he knew me from somewhere else. Went, hey! What are you doing here? So I said, oh, just come to sit in the audience to watch you. He went, do you want a drink? He poured us a drink, and we stood for about an hour while everyone, like, we were dear old pals. And could he take a booze? I thought George Harrison was a little, you know, just a little holy water, and we'll sit here and meditate. No, just pulling the tops off. I'd only overstepped the mark when I told him my sister once stole the trousers from his house. She used to hang around the Beatles' houses a lot, yeah. And he left his back door open, and her mate Barbara Guy ran in there. And my sister stole George Harrison's grey trousers with a white pinstripe in. And Barbara Guy, as my sister tells us, said, oh, well, she got this record wasn't like an ordinary record, it's thicker. It was like really thick plastic, and it was Penny Lane, but not like the one that came out. I said, oh, and you got the trousers, did you? Her friend lives in Australia now, probably on the proceeds of that very thing. So I told George this, and all of a sudden his mouth made a wavy line instead of him. Oh, yeah? I said, oh, it still rankles, that sort of thing. Yeah, the only time I put my foot in it, but otherwise, yeah. Still got the trousers, by the way, on eBay, near me.